broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
And as we continue on live, I actually have a good friend of mine, Bradley Dick, CIO of Resurgence here, also an Atlanta native. Well, not technically a native, but none of us are really natives. But you're from the D.C. area, and I'm from obviously the Boston area, but we both are transplants in Atlanta.
Yes, yes, but we do love that area. It's great weather, though.
Very, very true. But thank you, my friend, for joining me for a couple minutes today. So I know that you're a long-term HIMSS attendee. So tell me, what do you see, and why do you come to HIMSS every single year, Bradley?
HIMSS is just the preeminent conference for healthcare. There's not one place where I can see all the vendors. So there's every vendor has their own individual conference, but it's the one place where you can like side by side comparison shop. You can also at the same time really kind of when people are going to be making major moves, it's going to be at HIMSS.
Actually, very good point. I know the Monday of HIMSS is always very, very interesting because you get some very big announcements.
It's like draft day.
It's a very good analogy. It is like draft day. Yeah, no, I know one of my companies has a very large announcement tomorrow morning that I'm very excited about. But no, Monday mornings at HIMSS is like draft day. It's you're gonna be shocked, surprised. You're gonna laugh. You're gonna scratch your head a couple times, you know. But and then the parties certainly after our long day. I think our days are always 16, 18 hour days, but they're worth it.
Exactly. They all just seem to run together, but it's a good time.
So. When I said when I saw you here in the hallway, you mentioned something I had never heard of before. You said PROM, but what does PROM stand for? And you're here at HIMSS checking out some new innovations, but tell us the couple of areas that you're looking at.
So one of the things that we're focusing on right now in our organization is it's called PROM. It stands for Patient Reported Outcome Metrics. So what that enables us to do is it enables us to not only say, so we're one of the largest orthopedic practices in the country. 97 orthopedic surgeons, and you know what we want to do is we want to say not just that we're the best or that we're the biggest, but we want to actually have metrics that can back that up. And what there are, there's a number of different associate certified tests or implements that are specific that have been used for tons of like 20 plus years of research, and it's kind of the preemptive way of saying this is how you. Measure success because it's very difficult with all the other factors because, for example, somebody who's, very active like yourself, if you had to, God forbid, have a knee replacement because that was what was necessary, your outcome levels would be different than that of a person who is, 60 or 70, probably not as active. So would you say that you're a worse doctor or a better doctor because the overall success? So it's kind of taking out the comorbidities and taking out the other factors and kind of starting even in the playing field and saying how effectively and how quickly can we get somebody from, say like a promise level 5 to like a 10. Mm-hmm. And how efficiently is your care from all the way from the cost of care, the types of procedures, and all the other metrics used to kind of define that. And it basically breaks it all down to a number, which you can then plot and build best practices.
Excellent. So you came to HIMSS 15 in Chicago looking for PROM innovation.
Well, some stuff. I don't know. It definitely. We also want to focus a lot on patient engagement strategies. Mm-hmm. It's been a big focus with us because it's not just that we want to show that we're the best out there. We also want to engage the patient because so much of patient satisfaction has to do with how they're integrated in the actual delivery of care. When you can bring something down to the patient and show them, it's not just you need a knee replacement or you need this surgery, mm-hmm. but you can actually show them the X-ray and walk them through the steps of what's going to happen. It kind of gets rid of some of those the concerns, and actually it's been proven that they've had better outcomes just simply by being more aware of what procedures are going to be
very
performed.
Good point. Bradley, thank you very much for joining me in the air. I appreciate you taking the time to stop in. And I'm sure I will see you during this conference.
Definitely.
I'm sure we'll enjoy an aperitif together or a lively spirit at some point.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks,
thank
my
you,
friend.
Justin.
Take care, buddy.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.